This is KUT. The Austin City Council is scheduled to take the second of three votes on a new proposed taxi company. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, the model for this proposed company, a co-op, looks a little different.
It was a TV show that taught me that cooperative businesses run on an equal buy-in from all members. Alana from Comedy Central's Broad City learns this the hard way when she fails to complete her shift at a local grocery co-op. The owner's not very happy.
For the privilege of membership, you just have to work 6 hours. You cooperate. I am feeling this. But it just also happens to be the very last day I can have this procedure. Well, either you complete your shifts today, or you're banished from the co-op for the rest of your body's life.
To learn more, I went to an actual co-op.
Hi, my name's Nicole Renaud, and I work on the business team at Black Star Co-op, which is a cooperatively owned and worker self-managed brew pub in North Central Austin.
In any business, including a pub, you've got three things: your product, your workers, and your customers. In a co-op, at least one of these is given democratic control of the business. At Black Star, it's the customers. Members become part owners. With the city's new taxi co-op, things are a little different. But all cooperatives adhere to certain principles. Here's Renaud again.
The cooperative values are, autonomy and independence, democratic member control, or...
There's no boss. Yeah, we're all at one equal level, and we're striving to attain economic independence.
David Passmore heads up the Taxi Driver Association of Austin and led the campaign to build a local taxi cooperative.
We just recognized that we had to do something rather than being left behind throughout the whole process, is be at the table when the discussion is happening, because that's one thing that the drivers didn't have before.
As Passmore explains it, drivers would pay a weekly member fee of roughly $130. Right now, cab drivers pay anywhere from $200 to nearly $500 a week in fees and leasing payments. But co-op drivers would not need to lease cars. They'd use their own. And they'd get 100% of their fares, as opposed to other ride-hailing companies, which generally give drivers an 80% cut of the fare. Per city regulation, these co-op cars would all be painted one color. The taxi co-op's pick? Lime green. Has anyone painted their car yet, or are people waiting?
No, because we haven't even got the approval yet.
Passmore said he's also concerned with recent news that the city is looking to deregulate the taxi industry, meaning companies could be run more like ride-hailing services such as Uber, Lyft, and Fare. But the co-op model would remain, one that's dependent on an equal buy-in from members. The city council will take a second vote on the taxi co-op later today. The item needs approval on a third vote before it's official. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.